Welcome back to everyone in our community. It's amazing to see everyone popping in live. We love you so much. I'm going to open up the chat. I can just say hello to everyone. Wow, so good to see everyone connecting here live. And we have a very full prayer collective. So I have some notes here that I'm going to be reading about that I had already compiled that are going to like perfectly set us up for our guided meditation with the Sophia Dragons. So I'm really happy that we're gathering today. This has been quite a year. 2023 has been initiating us in some very vulnerable and tender places in our lives and in our hearts. And I think what the Ascended Master showed me was that this is an opportunity for us to really give thanks for the growth, to acknowledge what we have been focused on, healing, growing, learning, expanding from all year long, and then to really let it be complete. Like the message that I received is really take the time at the end of this year to allow this year to really just close itself out. Now, here's the thing. This is some of what I want to share from my notes, is that most of January is going to feel like a past year review. So you have this, we can set the intention that the blessings, the activations, the meditation that we're going to receive here today can support you throughout all of January. For many of you know, this is the first year that we're offering our New Year's ceremony on the Lunar New Year because we're welcoming the Wood Dragon in 2024 as we say goodbye to our dear friend, the Water of It. So, it's a big year for us as we are so all about dragons here in the Sophia Code platform. So we decided to move our New Year's ceremony to the Lunar New Year, but that choice was also influenced by another astrological phenomenon that is going to rock our worlds. It's the planet Pluto moving into Aquarius for the next 20 years. Now, it's going to retrograde, I think, four times total between 2024 and 2025 back into Capricorn. It's going to move back into Capricorn just temporarily, even at such a timely moment during the U.S. elections in November. So we will continue to see this drama, this kind of galactic drama play out over this next year, but most of 2024 will be spent with Pluto and Aquarius. And why is that so important? Well, Pluto is the planet that helps us identify in any area of our human existence how to be powerful. It reveals to us both the light and the dark aspects of our power, both our individual power and our collective power, and how we're also running from our power and what happens when we run from our power. Another thing that's interesting about Aquarius is that it's ruled by Uranus, and Uranus is the planet of lightning realization. And many of you have become more familiar with the energy of lightning through the Sophia Code teachings, through its living transmission, because there can be moments in your journey with the Sophia Code where the teachings just open you up in such a powerful and instantaneous and life-changing way that there was life before that moment and then there's life after. It's that definitive. And the transmission can be that disruptive to the ego structure, as the teachings introduce you to the truth of your divinity. Like, your divinity is the power of God. Your divinity is the same power as lightning. And for you to come into contact with that can be quite shocking. For those of you who know about astrology, Aquarius is also the sign that brings community together, helps evolve community, and it's deeply connected to the evolution of technology as well, and downloading completely new ideas, new paradigm solutions. So we're headed into a 20-year cycle governed by the most unexpected energy in the zodiac that is going to quantum leap us both individually as a collective species and also as a planet. Everything, once this Pluto and Aquarius energy is really integrated and fully stabilized in Aquarius by 2025, headed into 2026, when it just stays in Aquarius, everything is going to feel entirely different about life. And I got to experience this as an Aquarius. My son is in Aquarius. During the 5 months that we got to kind of get a preview of it in the beginning of 2023. And I can't even tell you how different I felt. I felt like I was walking in a different body. Like the energy is just so different moving Pluto out of Capricorn and into Aquarius. If you had that experience as well, feel free to share in the chat. And there were massive, massive movements that happened in the world of artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, political, geopolitical maneuvering. There is going to be such an extraordinary spectrum in 2024 of people who feel empowered by the changes that are coming and people who feel victimized by it. Fortunately, the good news is you have been training in the Sophia Code teachings. You have activated your divine genome, the spiritual technology that exists within every cell of your body. You have begun the journey, or you've been very integrated now in the journey of learning how to be in the right place at the right time, guided by the divine consciousness of your higher self. And so these changes that are coming could be extremely powerful for you. And in honor of the changes that are coming to support our community with this revolution, this spiritual and technological and geopolitical revolution that's coming over there, it starts this year, and it will continue to play itself out in a big way over the next 5 years. It's like you've been getting ready for this for a long time. There's a lot of people, myself included, a lot of light workers that may resonate with what I'm about to share, which is as though you've been preparing your whole life for something that's going to unfold later in your life. That would be now. That would be right now. And it would be what's going to invoke your greatest empowerment over immediately over the next year, in the next few years. But we're talking about a 20-year cycle that we're stepping into right now. And I'm really excited about it. I'm just sort of basking in the vision of what I'm seeing in my silence of, wow, this is going to be so different. And there's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people that don't understand what's happening. There's going to be a lot of people that have been giving away their power, whether it's to their families, to religion, to the government. And, you know, the next few years are going to really be an opportunity for them to go deeper into victimhood. When we've exasperated victimhood, finally, this is when we start to consider, what is sovereignty? What would it mean to live a limitless divine existence? And what's interesting about the times that we're living in, there's so much becoming revealed, right? As Pluto starts to move into Aquarius, there's going to be so much revealed about how our own history was hidden from us, how humanity has been reset multiple times, how, you know, the human history has spanned thousands of years of human trafficking and human enslavement, not just in empires of old. There will be so much that is revealed as we step into this new 20-year cycle. You're going to feel shockwaves everywhere you look in the collective. And that's why this is the year to embody your golden dragon light body, to make a commitment to walk with the Sophia Dragon Tribe, to mentor with the Sophia Dragons, to really understand that it is the dragon that can fly above this massive unfoldment that's about to happen. And here's the thing, is it's because it's Uranian led, because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is the planet of so much unexpected movement, occurrences, experiences, illuminations, enlightenments, also endings, unexpected beginnings. You can go to an astrologer and you can say, oh, can you tell me about this Uranian transit and like what's going to happen? And they'll look at you. If they're a really good astrologer, they'll look at you and say, no one can guess what Uranus is going to do. That's why it's Uranian. You can't control it. You can't forecast it. You can feel it because you've got Pluto in that energy. So Pluto amplifies, it's so powerful. It's like a freight train coming towards you. You know, the freight train is coming to town. You can feel it. You can hear it. You can feel the vibrations in the ground. You can feel the momentum, but you can't see it. And that's what these changes are going to feel like. And this is why it's so important to mentor with the Sophia Dragons in 2024. It's why we've dedicated our New Year's ceremony to them. And it's why we've launched our 2024 live journey with the Sophia Dragons, our live mentor journey. We saw the impact that our journey with Mother Mary made all year long, opening our hearts one petal at a time, one vitri at a time. And we had this unbelievably cathartic full body awakening in our heart chakra in 2023, and the dragons, and the entire dragon tribe came to me and they said, we know the community is going to need this in 2024. And I'm just really excited to make that announcement. But whether you come on the Sophia Dragon journey with us or not, it's important to, in prayer, in meditation, to open your hearts to the seraphim transmission that will help you navigate the extraordinary changes ahead that we're all going to be initiated by. And what is the purpose of walking through a year like this? Because this is huge. This is like a once in a lifetime year, which actually builds to the next ones. That like the next 3 years are like once in a lifetime years. Like you're just like, okay, I was there. I signed up as an earth angel and a light worker to do those years. And so what is it initiating in us? Well, we've been in this earth and water cosmology energy for quite some time in the human experience. And we're about to move into fire and air, with how the nodes are positioned, where we'll be walking the axis between planets over the next 20 years, it's like, that's an extremely different energy. And that is the energy of dragons, fire and air. You know, they bring the highest teachings. They burn through your greatest fears. They invoke the flame of sovereignty and creativity within you. And that is what we've been waiting for. We've been over, you know, however long you've been on this path with us and however long you've been on your spiritual journey, there have been so many layers of programming that you have been shedding because they're not your real identity. We're all being, when you are talking about the energy of air, that's mental acuity, that's clear seeing. You're talking about the energy of fire. You're talking about total transmutation and alchemy. The violet flame as well. Abundance, creativity, protection just from being you. It's like we are being initiated through these changes to just no longer rely on the controlling outdated belief systems of the past to keep us small, because we no longer need to remain small. There's an opportunity at this part of your life to become as big as a dragon. And whatever way that is for you, whether that is in your personal life, also in your professional life, maybe it's in your artistic expression, perhaps it's in your ability to communicate and articulate your spiritual beliefs. Maybe it's in your love for being an entrepreneur. Maybe it's your love for creating new paradigm healing experiences for others. Whatever lights your fire, whatever inspires you for being here, the next few years are going to ask you to take significant action and to no longer hide who you are. It's going to be so fun. And it's going to ask us to have the endurance of a dragon. Like when you watch a dragon fly across the sky, it doesn't look like it's efforting, but it has the spiritual, it has the musculature to make it look easy, right? It's the musculature that probably has taken years to build, your spiritual musculature, that's going to make it look easy for you, even as others are floundering, even potentially failing themselves in the next few years, because there will be such an extreme of consciousness that initiates this great change on the planet. So what has the Sophia Dragon Tribe been asking for us to do for the past 7 years? They've been asking us to be a beacon of attunement for others. They're not saying do the journey for other people. They're not saying martyr yourself for other people. They're not saying give up your life for other people. They're saying be a beacon of attunement so that others will know the way. They will know how to walk the way. And you know, I'm thinking about Bruce Lee right now. I'm seeing how he loved to say, be like water. And in 2024, we want you to say, be like dragon, be like a dragon. You know, dragon's got a dragon. A dragon is who they are meant to be. Their dragons do not apologize for being dragons. I've never met a dragon that was like, I'm a kitty or I'm a tree. A dragon's just like, I'm a dragon. Why would you ever expect me to be anything other than a dragon? So dragon's got a dragon. And when you mentor with the Seraphim, when you mentor with these Sophia dragons, you discover that being powerful, owning your personal power and no longer apologizing for it, it doesn't mean you're rude. It doesn't mean you're disrespectful. When you're in your greatest empowerment, you're actually quite respectful. You're, you realize that you are so powerful that your power needs to be shared responsibly. That's the interesting thing about accepting how powerful you are. You don't want to assert it in a harmful way. You want to shine it like a mirror to others, that they are just as powerful and have the ability to create their own reality through their personal empowerment as well. So I invite you in this moment to imagine yourself in your golden dragon light body, shining with a crystalline light for the whole world, shining in crystalline Christ consciousness, and that you're flying in your beautiful dragon body. I often visualize that I am in the heart womb of my Sophia Dragon guide, and that I am flying inside of her heart womb, and that she and I are flying together as one. And you could see, you could, whatever visualization, maybe you want to ride on the dragon's back, whatever visualization works for you, visualize yourself for a moment flying across the landscape of 2024 above the fray, above the drama, above the confusion, the chaos that comes with such significant changes in infrastructure and architecture of society. We've truly become a global society at this point. And so there's a massive unfolding on a planetary level. And just see yourself flying with the Sophia Dragons and also with each other, and witnessing yourself just blessing, sending the blessing of your heart and the blessing, witnessing the blessing of the Sophia Dragon, just blessing different key points along the future timeline of 2024, and feeling the joy and the expansion that you are choosing your power and allowing everyone else to have their choice too. One of the key principles of 2024 is focus. I invite you to write down that word and put it somewhere important for your journey through 2024. Because there's going to be a lot of potential to doom scroll through Instagram, social media, as all of the explosions kind of popcorn across the landscape of next year, of truth being revealed, darkness being revealed, as well as structures that we never thought we're going to change, completely dissolving and turning into something different. When you choose to focus on the light and the creative power, the divine love and the divine purpose that your higher self sent you here for, that is supporting you right here and right now, that is the resonance of your golden dragon light body that surrounds your human body, you are invincible. You will navigate the changes ahead like a pro. You will always be at the right place at the right time. You will be of the highest service without having to figure it out. I'm hearing the dragon say, forget about it. Don't try to figure it out, because it's not figure outable. It's going to be so sudden. It's going to be so unexpected, and it's not going to be just one unexpected thing. That your relationship with your heart, your relationship with what you've already built, it is enough. The dragons are reassuring us today. It is more than enough. You're right on time for the great shift and for what you came here to offer. And these teachings and this community and the dragon journey that we have planned ahead for you, it's going to support you in the most unbelievable ways, where we all cross the finish line of 2024 ready to blaze in the fire and air elements of 2025's initiation. These next 3 years are so pivotal. They're already talking to me about 2025, 2026, 2027. It's a wild time to be alive and to be a light worker here together with you. It's so exciting. But as we pull that slingshot back and prepare to fully step into the energies of 2024, the Sophia Dragons are asking for us to really lay it down on the ground, what we have been contemplating, cleansing, clearing, transmuting in 2023. So I invite you in this moment, if you want to declare in the chat, in the live chat, any words that you are like, I am done with that. Like, it is over. Like, I got 25 life lessons on this thing that I was working on in 2023. Yeah, let's go. Awesome. My God. The chat is moving so fast, I can't even read it, but some things are coming in like illusion, codependency, scarcity, doubt, fear, anxiety, suffering, lack, attachment, abuse, debt, censorship, codependency, struggle, shame, overthinking, unforgiveness, victimhood, procrastination. This is so fun. Yeah. Yeah. Go, go, go. People pleasing, self-flagellation, disassociation, defensiveness, self-doubt, miserliness, procrastination, scarcity. Oh my God, I love this. Yes, it feels so good to let it go. Ooh, pornography. Yeah, let it go. Buy lack, scarcity, limiting beliefs, insecurities, playing small. Oh, guilt, confusion, money blockages, unemployment, zoning out, playing small, attachment, sexual slave, manipulation, confusion, worry about what other people think. Let's go. Let's go. Oh my God. I have my head's tingling. And this is just, my whole body is vibrating with joy that, you know, it's like so many of us were facing some of our greatest fears, things that we had been working on, you know, for years, but 2023, year of the rabbit, got us intimately connected to how we, the places and spaces within us that just weren't letting go. Can you resonate with that? Can you feel that? And how all of these things that you're listing were the addictions that were preventing the change. And now we are intimately aware that it's just not worth stagnating in these energies anymore. Jade's writing in, let's have a dragon bonfire, burn it all. Yeah. So I would like to open, okay, one more thing before we go into our full transmission. So just a gentle reminder, Monday probably won't feel like the new year, and that's okay. Just a gentle reminder. And it might, you know, I don't want to put anything on your Monday, but if it doesn't, don't worry, because Monday isn't actually the real new year. Okay. Year of the Dragon, February 10th, you're going to feel it. I always feel it. Oh my God, the lunar cycle. Wow. I always feel when the totem changes. And bless that little bunny and all the little bunnies. But I am so ready for some dragon. I don't know about you. on February 10th, and you're really going to feel that. There's a transit happening with Jupiter. So it's Jupiter is going to be amplifying anything and everything that you believe over the next few weeks. So if you're really working on the last vestiges of an old belief system, Jupiter is going to be amplifying that for you. The good news is that Jupiter is it's a beneficent. It can really give you the extra endurance to get through the final releasing, but it will expand if you the feelings of resistance, if you're just like really holding on to something that is overdue. It's ready to get taken out with the trash for 2023. So keep that in mind. It will be easier to feel frustrated with yourself. So being gentle with yourself in January, super crucial. And then also January 20th, that's when Pluto goes direct. Pluto moves into Aquarius. And so good news is we're having our next prayer call on the 19th. And that should be really interesting experience. Wow, we didn't even plan it that way. And that's what happened. So just keep your ears and eyes tuned for the end of January and stay focused as we shift into 2024 officially by the calendar, that we're closing the door in 2023, but you'll start to feel the winds of change definitely by the 20th and then into February. So I just wanted to share that because we've all really gone through it in 2023, and it felt like a good to give a little bit of a forecast for January and to fill that forecast with prayer and intention and empowerment to give you just a really good like a monthly plan how to navigate. Everybody might be feeling like celebrating the new year, and that might make you feel weird because you're like, but it doesn't feel new. And it's just like, yeah, that's because the energy isn't done yet. We're still cookies cooking in the oven. We're almost there. So, all right. Great. I would like to move into our invocation. I'm going to do that very quickly. Also, please have your copy of the Sophia Code ready because we're going to read from Isis's chapter and from the Sophia Dragon's chapter. So I'm so glad that the update was helpful. Thanks, everyone. All right. So let's take three deep breaths. We have a lot of people on today's call. It's a lot of energy. It's an exciting energy. If you want to bring your hand to your heart, you can bring your hand to your heart. Just breathe into your heart. We just finished our Mother Mary journey this week, and it was an amazing last class to feel all of our vitries opened in our heart chakra. And I welcome you to visualize a great light, the center of your heart, and it expands into a circle of light outside your body. And I welcome you to visualize this beautiful circle of light 6 to 8 feet outside of your body. And that there are pillars of light in the eight directions along this circle of light. This is your circle of empowerment, and in the north, we always invoke White Buffalo Woman. We welcome Kiko 7, White Buffalo Woman in the north. She's showing up in this beautiful white dress, a bit of stardust along the seams of her dress, and welcoming the White Buffalo, both the spirit of the White Buffalo, the Syrian Star Nation, as well as the beautiful white buffalo that exists here on earth. And I'm welcoming the Order of Sky Grandmothers in the north as well. In the east, I welcome Ascended Master Isis and the Syrian White Lions. And I'm so grateful for the presence of these white lions roaring into the space, their courageous transmission of grace and activation. In the east, I welcome a beautiful galactic Hathor and her angelic order, the Hathor Star Nation, who transmit to us ascension teachings from the Sirius Star Nation and from their golden age wisdom when they walked the earth. In the southeast, I welcome Green Tara, as well as all of her emanations, as the 21 emanations of Tara: White Tara, Golden Tara, Black Tara, Red Tara, Blue Tara. So many different emanations of Tara's teaching transmission we welcome into this space. I also would like to welcome the Order of Dakinis, Lord Buddha, the Tibetan Medicine Buddha, and all the wrathful deities, the protectors of the Dharma. In the south, I welcome Mother Mary, she of a thousand roses, and the Order of the Blue Ray, her angelic guard. In the southwest, I welcome Mary Magdalene and the Order of Magdalena, which includes Grandmother Anna, Saint Joan of Arc, and countless Magdalenes from across space and time who have lived on Earth and elsewhere teaching the Christ Conscious Codes of Sovereign Awakening. And I also want to welcome Mary Magdalene's Divine Masculine Teaching counterpart, Ascended Master Jesus, who I have felt so close to over this Christmas season, giving so much gratitude and thanks for Mary Magdalene and Jesus. In the West, I also am honored and privileged to welcome Kuan Yin, She of a Thousand Waters, and her Divine Masculine Teaching counterparts, supporting her on a second tier of Maha Avatar Babaji. And finally, in the Northwest, I welcome the Sufia Dragons, the Seraphim of Sovereignty. In the center of your circle, we welcome the full presence of your higher self, the divine light that descends from your oversoul into this world, creating the incarnation of who you are. And we welcome that presence of your higher self falling fresh upon your human awareness. And we welcome your human awareness, which is connected to your physical body, that part of you that wakes up every day, maybe makes coffee, maybe walks your dog, goes to work, creates, loves your family, takes care of your children or your business, or, you know, that part of you that's really focused on this incarnation, this lifetime, the care of this body. We welcome that part of your awareness to expand and maybe even practice surrendering into the divine consciousness of your higher self, of your divine light. That comes from God, that is your true identity, flowing through you, body, heart, and mind, from your crown to your root, flowing as a waterfall of divine intelligence, genius, creativity, sovereignty, the consciousness of abundance, the consciousness of co-creation, the consciousness of worthiness, that you are a daughter and son of the Most High, here and now, just as you are. Opening your body to feel the presence of your own divinity supporting you. Clearing your mind, opening your heart. And you may even start to feel the presence of your angel wings. If you've activated your angel wings with our higher self activations, you may start to feel those angel wings unfurling and opening out of the back of your heart, raising those angel wings to the sky. We welcome your direct connection to the source, your connection to God, whatever you call God. Is it source, Sophia, divine mother, divine father, Holy Spirit, the Buddhic consciousness? That gives birth to all of creation, that loves and tends to creation, feeling that enlightened energy pulsing through you, relaxing you, opening your consciousness to the limitless space of the seventh plane, that one source light that you are now in communion with, beyond time and space, beyond this world, but even as you are in this world. You are in a tantric communion with your source, with God, all of the time. And we are asking your human awareness to come into greater contact with the bigger part of you. And I welcome you to open to the Sophia Code. To Isis's chapter. On page 64, I want you to imagine, as we read the Sophia Code, I invite you to imagine that 2023 changed you so much that it's as though you've become an entirely new person, because you have. And what Isis and the dragon showed me yesterday, as I was preparing for today's prayer call, it's almost as though we need to go into the pyramids. We need to go and allow those parts of us that are complete, that have honestly died to the resurrection of who you are now in your divine consciousness, to really honor those parts of us that honestly that are falling away. There's so much falling away. Isis wanted to have a ritual, a transition ritual to honor that with you today. And so we're going to read this section from the Sophia Code to help us remember just how lovingly and tenderly that Isis tends to us in these moments of such great change. So you can start from the top of page 64, where the paragraph that starts with, "Just as I put Osiris's body back together." And please read this out loud with me, so that you can feel the power of the Sophia Code activating your own awareness of these truths. These are the words of Isis. "Just as I put Osiris's body back together piece by piece through the rites of resurrection, so too will I initiate your consciousness to recognize the divinity and royalty within your own body, heart, and mind. I offer you the light mantles of my oversoul to be wrapped as sacred ritual cloths around your awareness, so that any hidden belief denying your divinity may dissolve in peace. It is safe to receive my initiations, rebirthing your self-confidence. In these rites, I honor your courage with anointing oils and bless you with the ceremonial grounds of stardust, dragon pearls, and lapis. I am always here for you, available within the inner pyramids that you can enter through meditation and prayer. Within these inner sanctuaries, I facilitate healing ceremonies for your awareness to receive the higher self initiations that knit together places within you that do not feel whole. My loving presence activates you to claim your innate wholeness and bravely ascend the throne of your own I am presence. Uplifted in my wings, your divinity is witnessed, proclaimed, and honored. So we're going to stop in the reading there. And I would invite you to now turn in the Sophia Code to page 321, where we'll be reading from the Sophia Dragons chapter. And it's just, let's actually start at the bottom of page 320, where it says the Sophia Dragons speak. We're just going to read a few paragraphs before we go into a very healing meditation and prayer. The Sophia Dragons speak on page 320 of the Sophia Code. We welcome you to the Dragon Heart Temple. Thank you for following the voice of Sophia, guiding you here. This day is ordained for you to receive your divine inheritance in accordance with her will for you to prosper in all ways. Thank you for your willingness to receive our healing empowerment, which transmuted the layers of self-doubt and self-persecution that accumulated from your many lifetimes. Many believe they must earn the blessings and support that they need for living in the world, bowing low to illusions that promise to offer what was already yours. From the moment that you arose from the no-thing of Sophia's womb, you were blessed with everything that you need already within you. Before you enter the Dragonheart Temple, you must be willing to shed the final scales of illusionary beliefs and unworthiness and to take up the mantle of your Sophia Christ light by adorning yourself in the robes of ascension. This personal act of courage will ripple out across your planet and the cosmos, activating innumerable souls to accept their own sovereign divinity. I love this reminder that 2023 was helping us let go of belief systems that had been haunting us for lifetimes. Can you relate to that? If you can, feel free to say yes in the chat. There were things I had to face that I had memories of from so many other lifetimes. Same characters, just a different story, different generation, same theme, literally same souls. And although there were many challenging conversations, hard decisions, moments that were, you know, those moments were challenging for us because we were finally saying, I don't have all the answers for what's to come, but I know that I can't take this with me into my future, even if it made me feel comfortable for lifetimes. And I think that's the prayer to close out 2023. I think the first prayer that is arising from my heart as I share that is, I may not know what is to come, but I know that I cannot carry what I've carried for lifetimes. It is time to lay it down. It is time to lay down what has held me back for lifetimes. It's time to just lay it down. No more talking about it. No more thinking about it. No more, hey, if you're gossiping about it, no more gossiping about it. You know? Just no more energy to it. Just laying it down. No more therapizing it. I'm a big promoter of therapy. But like, is there something you just keep talking about with your therapist, but you're not actually doing something about it? Like, lay it down. No more. It is done. It's actually like, it's just done. It's just done. And so at this time, I welcome you in your heart to feel the presence of Isis, who is loving you like a mother, like a big sister, as an ancient high priestess, as a potent healer, as a sister in sovereignty. She's saying hi. Her beautiful face and her powerful wings raised to high, saying, welcome back. Let's go into this inner temple. And you follow her to this beautiful pyramid of light. And you see this Ankh above the doorway. And as you start to walk with her into the temple, you realize that Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene are at the entrance, just inside the entrance, and they begin to anoint your third eye, your heart, the back of your heart, your crown. And they're smiling at you with so much love and appreciation. And you may start to witness like different phenomena of what you survived this year, rising to the surface of your skin, the surface of your human embodiment, as you tell them the story, maybe the bumps and the bruises of what your journey was this year, but also, you know, the laurel wreaths and the victories. And they're just listening and they're so grateful for what you're sharing. Can feel in the Mary's presence like this true mirroring back. They really see what you walk through and what you committed to exploring in your growth this year. And they're gently guiding you to lay down on this beautiful altar of light. It's like a crystalline healing bed. And I'm seeing it's made out of rose quartz. It's just the most beautiful pink energy. There's also some like bright pink magenta light rays emanating out from the bottom of it. And you lay down on this beautiful rose quartz healing bed. And you feel the presence of Isis now at your crown. She places her hands on your shoulders. And she's welcoming you to really let go of the burdens of 2023. What if the growth lessons were actually absolutely complete at this point? Maybe there's going to be a few weeks of reflections, and Isis is sharing, make a prayer right now in this moment that the next few weeks of January before the new year really arrives is to be in a state of appreciation for all that you accomplished, all that you served, all that you stood up for yourself, and for what you believe in 2023. And that this appreciation is going to be a grace that carries you through the transitional weeks ahead. And you're going to start to feel these incredible rivers of light flowing from Isis's hands and her voice into your heart. This is a quantum healing transmission from Isis. And as she is singing over you, Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary are wrapping you in these beautiful ceremonial cloths to really honor both the completion, the death, and the resurrection energy that is coming in 2024. And I'm witnessing this beautiful Sophia dragon. Well, they've had to make themselves a little bit smaller than what they really are. And they're kind of laying their body in a complete circle around you on this altar in the center of this pyramid. And you'll feel the songs of Sophia emanating out from the Sophia dragon. There's this joyous song that is resonating throughout this pyramid of light. And you can feel it's like a sound healing transmission from the seraphim. And the superior dragon is asking you in this moment, there's so much that you are leaving behind this year. What are you keeping with you for 2024? What did you find inside of yourself? Or what did you create out of so much letting go that you are bringing with you into 2024? What did you fight for in 2023? I know from myself, I fought for my own time. My schedule is so full. I fought for my creative time. I fought for my writing time. I fought for more of my own identity for me because I'm such a giver. What did you fight for? What are you ready to? What did you reclaim? What do you want to honor with the Sophia Dragon that you are bringing into 2024? Feels good. It feels good to own it. And I'm witnessing you might feel or see that your hands were placed over your heart on this altar, this healing, crystalline healing altar bed. And they're filling with this cosmic light that the dragon is kind of initiating you to recognize within your own heart. And her presence, this beautiful Sophia dragon, is there's light, there's this, wow, it's like this really intense galactic light that's filling the entire pyramid that's emanating out of her body. There's this brilliant white light, this like radical Pleiadian blue light. There's this dark Syrian purples and blues, and it's just like it's vibrating really, really high. And you may feel this transmission of this galactic light is to fuse what you have claimed and taken back in your life. It's fusing it back into you. It's helping, it's like this cellular soul four level integration into every part of yourself so that you are really truly walking with the knowing of what is yours as you bring it, as you extract it out of 2023 and really magnify it. Focus upon it in 2024. You worked hard for this. You took ground. You up-leveled. This is your gift to you that the Sophia Dragons are amplifying for you to focus on within this pyramid activation. And I'm witnessing Mother Mary at your right foot and Mary Magdalene at your left foot. And of course, Isis is at your crown. And feel this trinity of divine feminine Christ support as your body is vibrating in the Sophia Dragon's prayer for your life and for your empowerment in 2024. You are deeply held. And your higher self is taking ground within your human body. Your higher self is expanding into those places and spaces within you that may have felt like the final outposts of apologizing for who you are. I'm witnessing that pulsing of the divine genome in so many of you that have activated your divine genome, harmonizing all of these activations from the Sophia Dragons, from Isis and Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. And in this moment, I invite you to listen amidst so much clear crystalline power and love. What is your word for 2024? Listen for it. And maybe being planted as a dragon egg of light within the center of your heart, and maybe being planted as a seed within your awareness. Listen for your word that's going to guide you as a mantra all year long. It will most often surprise you what the word is. And if you want to write your word in the chat, feel free to empower this mantra, this one word mantra for 2024. And if you know someone's writing in that it feels more like a frequency than a word, allow that frequency to guide you to the closest word that you can claim for yourself. And that word is that lighthouse for you in 2024. It's a word that no matter what you experience in 2024, you go back to the word. It's okay, I'm back to this word. So my word for 2023 was presence. And it held me like an anchor through every storm that I faced in 2023. Whenever I would question like, wow, why am I going through so much this year? It was like presence. It is initiating presence. So I'm really excited for all of these very powerful words that are being written into the chat. Please remember to write this word down and place it on your altar or your sacred space, your meditation room, wherever you want to truly anchor that resonance as a daily reminder. And we're going to close this space now as we welcome Isis and Mary Magdalene, Mary and Mother Mary and the Sophia Dragons, sealing up this healing transmission as directed by your higher self on every level of your being. I feel as though we got the first taste of the galactic codes that the Sophia Dragons will be downloading us with all year long on the Sophia journey, Sophia Dragons journey. I have never seen that color light and that frequency in a prayer call before. I am so excited. I'm like, wow, what's going to happen? Because I don't even know what's going to happen. Just like with the Mother Mary journey, I knew it was going to be incredibly powerful, but to actually witness the physical miracles that occurred all year long for our community members and for myself, it was extraordinary. And I want to take this moment in time to really honor Mother Mary, how you mentored us through 2023, all the miracles, all the growth, all the new teachings, all of the quantum healing and empowerment. And I want to thank you, Isis and Hathor and Green Tara. I want to thank you, Kuan Yin and Baba Ji and Jesus. I want to thank you, White Buffalo Woman and Sophia Dragons. Thank you so, so much. To the entire Sophia Dragon Tribe, to all the angelic orders for how you have mentored us through such a challenging year. And I actually really want to thank the spirit of the rabbit. I had a dream on New Year's Eve last year I heard the doorbell ring in the dream, and I went to answer the door, and like honestly, hundreds of baby bunnies came streaming through my front door and into my living room. It was so cute. And I just want to thank all those bunnies that sometimes felt like vampire bunnies with like really big teeth. I want to thank you, both soft bunnies and also vampire bunnies and everything in between. I want to thank you for the extraordinary detailed energies and lessons learned that got myself and everyone ready for such an extraordinary year to come with the dragons. I've been seeing a lot of bunnies along my walks with Lucky the past couple of weeks. I love you, bunny. Thank you, rabbit. Thank you. Thank you for helping us pay attention to all the details into the very holes of our earth, the very foundation that we're walking upon, making sure it's all in integrity and alignment for such a powerful year ahead. We thank the Sophia Dragon Tribe, We thank Isis, we thank the Sufia dragons, and we close the ceremonial space knowing that our prayers are heard and answered as directed by our higher self, beyond our understanding or efforting. When we commit in this moment to being a part of the answered prayer, to taking action where we are being guided to take action, to remain in stillness and in humility, where we are asked to be still and to be patient, and to learn how to live in those two states of consciousness, both the stillness and the action, through the presence of our higher self, that we surrender even more into today as we welcome the changing of the year. And we thank our Divine Mother God for all of our blessings. Thank you, Holy Mother, Holy Father God, for all of the blessings that we received to help us make it through this year, to become the people that we really want to become in this lifetime, the light workers, the angels on earth, the dragony kind of people that we came here to be. And we now close this prayer with all the love and gratitude in our hearts, knowing that the dragons, Isis, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene, go with us in the coming hours and days as we prepare for the return of Pluto and Aquarius in our next prayer call and the Year of the Dragon in our New Year's ceremony on February 10th. I want to thank everyone for your loving presence. Thank you, Team Angels. Thank you, community. Thank you, Anlar and Jex, for today's translation. Please be sure to sign up for the New Year's ceremony, get your tickets, and check out our new dragon journey that's available on my website, akaira.com. And yes, have a blessed, safe, and happy 2024, January 1st. And we look forward to celebrating the true new year with you on February 10th. All my love to you. Mwah! Namaste.